JW, okay, inform me to be,
KW4DJW.
Tell you what we'll do. We'll maintain about this kind of spacing so where we can talk. And now, I know where the field is. I can see it from 357. I just don't know exactly which driveway it is that you turn in to go down and talk to the folks. So I'll show you that. And I'm pretty sure it's the second driveway after the four-way stop sign. And I'm thinking that we're going to get Jim to take us over there one day.
How to go in?
But, you know, it's not a club. You don't pay. It's just free. And but you don't want to just walk up on a man's property without saying, hey, how you doing? Can I fly here, too?
Well, that's just where people go to fly that know the guy that owns the property.
Sure, that's the way it is. You know, it's a more casual thing. But it's a beautiful place down in there. Roger. Fire department is there in Holly Springs.
Probably when I see it, I'll recall it. I don't know what, you know, I haven't been through there enough to know it, you know, what it looks like. I'll have a mental picture of it.
Right. Well, we'll just cruise down there and show it to you, and then we'll ride over to Foothills.
Good to me, W4DJW.
Hi, KJ4WZM.
Hey, how's it doing?
Come on, snake. For my snake. Buying rats. Romeo Alpha Tango Sierra rats. Like oversized mice. For my snake. I have a ball python.
Oh, I did not know you had a python. So you're at the grocery store.
I will be in a minute. Is out buying them. There's a guy who breeds snakes and also breeds rats for snake food. I went and got some rats from him. I'm going to stop by the store just briefly on my way home. Won't be enough to harm the rats or anything. I'll leave the windows down. Then get home, put my food away, and feed the snake.
Mike Whiting.
I don't have the time anymore to do it consistently. For instance, like Friday, I went into work at 5 a.m. and got off at 7:30 p.m. That was a very long day. And at the end of those kind of days, I don't feel like riding. And if I only ride on the weekends, it's not really going to do me any good. I'll just be mad that I can't ride like I used to. So I'm just leaving it alone for now. I plan to change jobs sometime, not too long from now. And then I'll be able to go back to riding again at some point.
Okay, 4VWA.
Go ahead, Steve.
Daniel, give us just a second. Dave, right down here on the right, if you'll start looking to your right, I believe the second driveway to the right is the guy right there in that house. There's the driveway, I do believe. And if you'll look to the right, right here, past these power poles, you'll see back in there to the field, and it looks nice.
Mike, I see the windsock. Very nice. Yeah. Yeah, and Jim flies over there every now and then?
That's affirmative. I'll tell you what we'll do. He says he wants to buy that Revolto aircraft from me, so I'll lean on him, and he volunteered to take us over there, so we'll go over there and kind of feel it out and talk to the owner and see what he says. How's that?
That sounds good. That would be a great place to fly.
Okay, now I'm trying to remember how to get back to Mount Lebanon Church. I believe there's a way to cut through here right here, but I think the easiest thing for us to do is going to be to turn around and go back up to Mount Lebanon and go out Mount Lebanon to Jordan Road, and then we'll be right there. So I'm going to turn around right here.
Okay, sounds good. Me too. Go ahead, Daniel. That is store. He may have gone in the store.
Okay, Dave.
You are now.
I'm over by Donaldson Center.
Go into the shadow there for a little bit or get out and get back in?
I didn't realize it was there. I was at the bottom of a hill on Fort Shoulder Road. Now I don't have any more of those pockets, so that's probably the last one that I'll hit. Hell, so that's why.
Oh, well, that handheld was doing good. You got an external antenna, or are you using a rubber duck?
Antenna.
Okay, that explains why it's working. Otherwise, that's a long way for a rubber duck.
Rubber duck, though, it really will. I talked to my rubber duck. The actual rubber duck antenna. 4 or 5 or 6 miles into North Carolina up 85 before and hit the repeater. I finally start breaking up around mile 90 something and I drop out completely right around mile 100 from 100 to 106 and then I come back after mile 1 in North Carolina.
That's good. That's an 8 watt handheld though, right? 2 meter amplifier? Yeah, I used to use a handheld like that with a 2 meter amplifier. Ran, got 45 watts out on an external antenna.
That
amplifier, I'd give it to you, but I think I gave it to somebody else. It's gone now.
Can you get me a better radio? I have been in touch with somebody, and I'm going to exchange some work in order to get it. But it's a radio that's similar to the TS-2000, and I'm going to work for the guy some in exchange for the radio. I can't remember the exact name of the radio, but at that point, I should have a nice radio, although I don't know if I'm going to leave it at my house or put it in my vehicle. I'll be kind of torn. I might put it in my vehicle. I'll probably put it in my vehicle. That way I can drive around and talk on it.
As long as you can either park your vehicle inside or take it out at nighttime, so it's not a reason for somebody to bash your window in.
I don't really think about a lot of that kind of stuff.
Out of my truck. My truck stays outside at nighttime, so I have to have it so that I can unplug everything and take it in the house at night. Otherwise, like my wife, on my old, the truck I had before this one, she put a set of golf clubs in the front seat of my truck and closed and locked the door. I would have rather have her left the door unlocked because they busted my window and the frame for the sliding glass window for the back to get those golf clubs. I'd have rather them just open the door and take the golf clubs and left than to tear my truck up.
Wow. That's pretty funny. Not funny, but I can't believe someone break into a vehicle to steal some golf clubs. Are you serious?
It takes all kinds. There's all kinds out there. I couldn't believe they would do that either, but they would. So now I'm really careful about leaving anything in there of any value other than the steering wheel and a gear shifter. That's about it. W4DJW.
KJ4WZM. Where I live, the property that I live on, they've got to get past some pit bulls first. And there's 3 different houses on the one property that I'm at. Plus Nathan's house right beside it. Between all 4 and everybody that lives there, somebody is up 24/7. There's almost always somebody outside at some point. And there's cameras, plus the dogs. They're doing real, real good if they can get something out of one of those vehicles.
All in my subdivision, too. Everybody's got camera. Everybody's got multiple cameras. When somebody went peeking in my wife's window to see if there was anything in her car, I got it on camera and I posted it to the neighborhood, the thing that's like Facebook, but it's called Neighborhood. And people came out of the woodwork. I've got him on camera here, too. Well, here, I've got him on camera over here. Well, here he is where, and everybody posted their cameras. Videos, and I made a police report and told them about it, and the police could care less. that got so many people to tend to now that a crime like that they don't care about. They're just gonna, you know, go ahead and file a police report, but they're not gonna give you any attention.
That's Greenville County Sheriff's Department for you.
KJ4WZM.
Get what you pay for. I guess we could pay a whole lot more, maybe get a lot more, or maybe somebody would just take it and put it in their pocket, I don't know.
Somebody try to steal my vehicle, that'd be pretty funny. You can't actually start it placing the keys in the ignition and actually trying to turn it. I won't mention on the radio how to actually start the car, but you can't just do it that way. You either know how to start this vehicle or you don't.
Well, I don't know. I guess there are some people. I heard Tom on here the other day saying 27 vehicles were broken into and people stole things, right, you know, out of their vehicles. I think one of his neighbors had a pistol in there that got taken. But that's what you're really worried about. I don't know. Maybe they steal the vehicles too. I don't know. But just it pays to not have anything of value in there so that they won't destroy your vehicle to get it.
Very, very true.
Hey. How long is it?
3 feet.
3, did you say? 3 feet?
Yeah, it's a little over 3 feet, maybe 3.5. It won't grow any longer than what it is. It's like one of the smallest types of pythons that there is.
Put your arm and make a coil.
He never tries to squeeze me or anything like that. I can put him on my arm or on my shoulders or whatever, and just walk around with him. He doesn't really do anything. And if I set him down on the ground, he'll slowly crawl around and look around and stuff like that. But the only thing he really wraps around and coils up on is those rats. You put a rat in there, he smells it, he comes out. End of rat. He takes one bite at it and then wraps himself around it and squeezes it.
How long does one rat last? Is that like a week's worth of food or is that 2 weeks? How long is that?
I eat one or two rats every 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, that's pretty good. They don't have to go to the grocery store very often, do they?
Because I get paid every 2 weeks. Every time I go get paid, I go get a rat or two rats.
Cat or a dog?
It's outside sometimes and inside sometimes. It's probably going to stay inside a lot during the winter time, but I don't like it staying in the house all the time right now because it wants to be outside most of the time. Plus, I can't watch it during the daytime because I'm at work. But during the wintertime, once it's cold, I know it won't want to be outside because that's the way this particular cat is. I had this cat back when I was at Nathan's house, and it learns to be an inside cat, but it does not like being left alone. It gets really bored and lonely.
What cat to have? The one that's inside, outside. You don't have to have a litter box. But that's the good thing about that. But they tend to bring you pets, and sometimes the pets are not really pets. They bring you treasures. Dead birds, dead rats, dead snakes, half a dead squirrel.
They like to do that. They leave it on the hoods of the cars all the time.
This is your cat. Think of your snake.
Terrified when it sees it. Actually, one time I made the mistake of handling the cat after I'd handled the snake, and the cat assumed that I probably still had the snake somewhere, and it bit completely through my fingers, so I learned to keep the cat and the snake separate through the school of hard knocks. I never forgot that education.
I thought that might be the case. Steve, I think we turned the wrong direction on Jordan. I think we should have gone the other way. What do you think?
I knew it was to the left. You guys kept saying, turn right, so I turned right. I knew it was the other way. Let's turn around.
Pizza KJ4WZM. I'll be back in a minute.
Don't forget mine.
W4DJW. Yeah, I think it's the other way. I remember looking at it on the map and seeing that it was to the south, not the north.
I knew I needed to turn to the left down there, but Jim said, no, turn to the right. Well, that's what I get for trusting other than my own geographical instincts.
Jordan Road, I knew it was somewhere along Lebanon, but I didn't know where on Lebanon. But now I know.
You leave the field, there's two ways that you can go home. If you come right back up here, the field's only about a half a mile or so right down there on the right. And if you come right back up here to Mount Lebanon, take a left, it'll take you right out to 14. It's only a couple of miles. And it'll drop you on 14 right there above Washington Baptist Church, and you're almost in Greer. Going the other way, that kind of takes you away from Greer and drops you out on Highway 357 again.
Well, if I take Jordan Road and go right past the airfield up to the four-way stop and hang a right, that takes me to 14, and that's where my house is. That's where I turn in to go to where my house is. So that's the closest route, is just to get back on Jordan, keep going the direction we're going now, up to the top of the hill where that house with the white picket fence is, hang a right, take it that out to 14, go straight across, go over to 101, and then I'm just about home from there.
Oh, that's Jug Factory. Yeah. I forgot all about Jug Factory. You can go right down there to Jug Factory, take the right. It's a real curvy road.
Yeah, and you're not on there long. I'm only on there for like two of those curves, and then I branch off of that and cut in front of Bill Lockhart's house. He's the guy that owned, his wife owned the land for Blue Ridge, the Blue Ridge Club that flew out of Lake Robinson.
Yeah, how about that? Well, we're here. I'm going to get off the radio, okay? In 4 VWA, clear.
W4DJW, clear.
So out there, if not, this is KJ4WDM Mobile. Don't know if I miss everybody.